Welcome to another New Zealand Doctor podcast. This is an audio version of The First Time, a series of articles written and presented by me, Dr. Joe Scott Jones. The First Time articles are intended to stimulate thinking for young GPs coming across things for the first time, and also put some zip in the buttons of old codgers like me. This time, we're going to talk about money. None of us, well, let me rephrase that, few of us went into medicine because we thought it was a path to a life of super yachts and endless summer holidays. Some have been seduced by money as they went along their way. These people own the impractically low-slung cars in the hospital car park, and probably, if you're one of those, you need read no further. As doctors are one of the top-earning professional groups in the country, most of us are probably comfortable enough not to have to balance a checkbook every week, and we don't hold back on putting the mint creams in the supermarket basket. Running a small business can be treated in much the same way, at least for a while, particularly if things are going well. The money comes in, the staff and the rent are paid, a bit's put aside for tax, and the rest of it is available for drawings. Nothing could be simpler. Unfortunately, it's true that if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And we'll sure as eggs leap over a gift horse's mouth, this sweet state of ignorance is not going to pull you through for very long. General practice business, particularly in a very low-cost access practice in a rural area, is getting leaner and leaner, and in some cases beginning to look cachexic. Becoming financially literate is essential not only for our own well-being, but also to ensure that when young doctors are choosing a career, they realise general practice is not necessarily the poor cousin. Fortunately, there are plenty of resources that can help. Accountants, bank managers, even other small business owner friends can provide sage advice. The Department of Labour has planning and business analysis tools online, as do the Inland Revenue Department. The Medical Assurance Society runs Healthy Practice Services, which are comprehensive and well worth the subscription. You could also consider doing an Institute of Directors course, expensive, but worth the investment. First, you save yourself. The key thing to do is to meet regularly. This keeps coming back, doesn't it? Don't wait for an annual review of your tax return before you realise your business is going down the gurgler. Whether you're a solo GP locum or a self-employed associate or a business owner, you need to sit down once a month and think about the money. Decide on some measures that'll help you analyse how things are going, and set yourself some goals. They don't all have to be directly financial. The number of complaints you've had, a survey of staff culture, or patient satisfaction review, they're all interesting business metrics that are important in keeping your business on track. A series of financial measures can be drawn from a review of your income and expenses, particularly if you break them down into some specific areas. These can be benchmarked against expected figures from other similar businesses. Each month, ask your practice manager, and get one if you haven't got one, to report on your key measures. Watching how things trend over time will give you some real evidence of the impact of changes you make and improve the health of your business. As an example of some monthly measures, you might consider the net operating margin. This is your total income divided by the total expenses before tax. It is your bottom line, and an operating margin of 20 to 50% is reasonable. Much less, and there's nothing to reinvest in the practice, and no return on your investment. Keep a check on the hours worked, and just think about the hours worked per staff member. A drop in hours will help you understand a drop in your income. Work out your average consultation fees, the number of consultations divided by the total income. A falling average consultation fee may indicate increasing discounting by members of staff. Of course, your bad debt ratio, the actual income to the billed income, is pretty important. What level of bad debt you accept will vary according to your practice policy. And productivity, this is the staff cost divided by the number of consultations. This can be reported against by scope of practice or on an individual level. The key thing is to think about it. Don't ignore it because it seems sordid. Well, that's it for this New Zealand Doctor podcast. Be sure to look out for the magazine, use a search engine of your choice, and follow me on Twitter @ApotakiGP. See you again soon.